For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order to stop a Texas-based nonprofit from releasing blueprints to make untraceable and undetectable 3D printed guns. The ruling comes after at least 8 states and the District of Columbia sued the company. The name of the company is Defense Distributed. It was going to start releasing plans for the 3D printed guns on the internet beginning Wednesday, until a federal district judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order, saying publication could cause irreparable harm to U.S. citizens because of the way the guns can be made.
The idea here is to limit the harm, and by placing this temporary restraining order in place, that will make a dramatic difference for public safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Facebook says it's banned 32 pages that were engaging in inauthentic behavior. The company still isn't sure who's behind the bogus pages. They say the fake accounts were involved in political activity around divisive social issues, doing everything from buying ads to creating some 30 different events. Security strategist Rick McElroy of Carbon Black isn't surprised.
It's pretty typical that advanced persistent threats don't just suddenly stop attacking you.
Nearly 300,000 people followed at least one of the 32 accounts that Facebook removed. Facebook says this time the perpetrators tried harder to disguise their efforts. 85 airplane passengers are hurt after an Aeromexico flight crashed in the state of Durango. The plane, with 97 passengers and 4 crew on board, made an emergency landing about 6 miles from the airport. The airport is attributing the crash to bad weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
An award-winning actor, director, and writer has made a startling disclosure concerning his health. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
I haven't said in public until now that I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Alan Alda saying during an appearance on CBS This Morning.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I've had a full life since then.
And he says he continues to do so, acting, writing, also working on a new podcast.
To be immobilized by fear and think the worst thing has happened to you. It hasn't happened to you. You still have things you can do.
Alda saying he's also barely had any symptoms except noticing his thumb twitch once in a while. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The newest member of the Trump administration had help from Vice President Mike Pence. He did the honors to administer the oath of office to a brand new VA secretary. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
A swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary, becoming the Department of Veteran Affairs' first permanent leader in months. He saluted all who serve at the ceremony.
I'm humbled by the prospect of serving those who have borne the battle, those American men and women who have sacrificed so much.
President Donald Trump, during an Oval Office ceremony, saying that Wilkie will work day and night to protect those who protect us. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.